Simon & Schuster Audio presents Beyond the Crash by Gordon Brown. Read by the author.
Why write a book on the financial crisis? Or perhaps more pertinently, why write another book on the financial crisis, when so many accounts of the events of 2007 to 2010 have already appeared that there may be little appetite for more? My case for writing this account is that I was there. If we do not understand fully the biggest economic shock of our generation, then we are destined to repeat its mistakes. I believe a first-hand account can best illuminate how choices and mistakes were made. My case for writing this now is that the crisis is not yet over. If it is to end with a full recovery, we need to learn quickly the lessons of what went so wrong that the global financial system froze, and we need to come to a firm and shared view regarding what we can do to make things right. So while some will say that this is a book written in extreme haste that I will repent of at leisure, it is for me a necessary means of provoking a much-needed debate about what I believe is the only way to overcome the disastrous economic collapse: coordinated global action. This book is not therefore a comprehensive account of the crisis, but it does cover the misjudgments that brought the crisis about and proposes how best they can be overcome. This is my first attempt at a set of recommendations for the next stage of our economic recovery. As I discuss this book's content with people across the world, I'll be ready to learn from their knowledge, to review and amend my recommendations, and to update and reconsider my conclusions. I'm neither a finance expert nor a trained economist, but fear of making technical mistakes, on which I'm sure the book is full, should not silence us altogether when the task before us is so urgent. We are, of course, summoned to address many great challenges that arise from the global changes that are shaping our 21st century lives: combating global terrorism and nuclear proliferation, and in the wider economy itself, curbing the volatility in oil, food, and commodity prices, and fighting climate change with the opportunity that I would like to write about later for a transformation in the way our economies consume energy. But in this book, the priority is to address head-on the new and gnawing insecurity that millions now experience in their daily lives. And so my priorities are jobs and justice. This book is a call for the world to achieve together what we now know is possible in the immediate future: to create and save 50 million jobs worldwide, to lift nearly 100 million people out of poverty. We are on an uneven and hazardous journey whose route and destination...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?